Good morning. People are searching for supplemental income these days, and as a result, side hustles, part-time side jobs or entrepreneurial endeavors, also known as side gigs, are not only in vogue, for many, they are a necessity. According to data just released from Payments Intelligence, now 2 in 5 Americans are now side hustlers, actively earning money outside their primary job, whether through contract work, reselling clothes and furniture, milking their credit cards for rewards, rideshare driving such as Uber or Lyft, selling handmade goods or renting out their properties are just some examples of how people are making money on the side these days. Those joining Side Hustle Nation, most these days people whose monthly paychecks come in the door and immediately go right back out as soon as the bills are paid. Almost 7 in 10, 69% to be exact, of all U.S. consumers already live paycheck to paycheck as of last month. The current economic clouds have prompted 3 in 4 of those struggling consumers to either begin taking on side work or increasing their frequency of already doing so. And higher earners have jumped on board as well. Surprisingly, 3 in 4 hustlers hold a full-time or part-time job that allows them to live comfortably, as they say, meeting the ability to pay all their bills. More than 1 in 4 consumers making more than $100,000 a year started side work due to general economic conditions, whether those extra dollars are used to build up emergency funds, that, by the way, the number one reason, pay down debt, bankroll a vacation or bathroom remodel, invest in stocks, or save for retirement. Side hustling is indeed in vogue. Of course, we're all hustling these days in one way or the other. And now this new data makes clear just how significant the trend of hustling on the side is these days. This segment brought to you today by Dell for Startups. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, the source for everything you need to start and grow your own business. And that's today's business beat on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.